Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, "Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart."
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding an old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Oh, I had this idea for 6 o'clock, and I forgot to set it up. Maybe I can still do it. Mm. You know what I thought would be fun?
What?
Week 1 lines.
Okay.
Can you ever be too prepared? Don't they say no? You can never be too prepared. Don't they say no to that?
It's been said.
It's been said. You can never be too prepared.
Yeah.
So we won't. This won't be binding. Ooh, that looks like that line move.
This feels like a lot of pressure because you always give me like more credit than I warrant for being good at this.
I wasn't going to ask you to guess the lines. I was going to ask you who you like.
Oh, okay.
Run them down.
Okay, all right.
That be all right? You want me to, you want me to ask you what the line
no.
is?
No.
I'll use FanDuel if that makes you happy. That's the one you like, FanDuel. Why is that my... Never mind, I won't say it. So I'm on FanDuel. Here we go. Ready? Week 1.
Okay.
Just, you know, your thoughts, mine too, if you don't mind, and then, like, sort of your level of confidence in the pick.
Okay.
Thursday night, Dallas at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is favored at home by 6.5.
I think I like Dallas on the points.
We're going to have Sam on. We'll have Joe on. They'll be talking about that hook. Or Joe will be, maybe both. Joe will be like, what will he say? Tease it 6 points. Right? So you just have to basically win. Philadelphia only has to win the game. -0.5. The through line numbers, 3 and 7. Just getting you ready for the through line numbers talk. It's not that far off.
I've made a lot of progress on the lingo, but I still don't really know what the T's and the the stuff I just don't know.
Basically, you're not asking me to tell you, I know. But if you say that the Eagles are -6.5 and Washington that week is -6.5, and if you tease them, 6-point teaser, I think it would be, or even 7, but then those lines change to 1.5. You're taking 6 points off of each line.
I see.
Basically, now it's a money line bet, and you win even money if you get both.
I see.
Right?
Okay.
Like you'd normally win about even money if you win one game straight up.
Yep.
This, you'd have to win both to get even. I think that's about how it is.
You know what I'm doing right now?
Ignoring me.
All right. Well, I'm not ignoring you. I'm listening to you. I'm not really. I'm just saying yes so we get through it.
A teaser, when I used to bet, a teaser always kind of sounded like a good idea. But
it sounds like something you'd want to take part in, I think.
A teaser?
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun thing?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Nobody likes a teaser. Yeah. 6.5, so you're Dallas plus the points.
I'm on Dallas. Yeah, I'm on Dallas. Outright!
They're going to go in there and cover?
Yeah. Yep. The beginning of Dak Prescott's march to the MVP.
Ooh. I don't know. I kind of like Dallas this year, but the idea of the Eagles giving less than 7 in that game against almost anybody, I'm sort of with that. Right now, I'm Philadelphia right now.
All right.
Friday night from Brazil, Kansas City at the Chargers, Chiefs minus 2.5.
Give me the Chiefs.
2.5 is all. That line maybe tell you it's a new day for Kansas City?
I think the year, rightly so, should start out that way because of what they were on offense last year. I'm bracing for like a Mahomes year.
His march to the MVP.
His march to the MVP. I think Rice back, worthy year two. The only fly in the ointment there to me is like Kelce another year older, and like, does that finally break down? Like, can they not count on him? Does he get hurt because he's so old? Something. But I just think the pieces are there, and I don't feel this way about Reed, like he wants to shut anybody up. But Mahomes, I think, is a severely driven, maniacal type of personality. And I think the year they had, made the Super Bowl 3 years in a row, but they lost it. People are probably, they will latch, they were latching on to being underdogs when they were the best team in the world. They're going to be all over, and he, I think specifically, will be all over the, like, people are predicting our demise here. We got our butts kicked by Philly in the Super Bowl, and we didn't have a good year on offense. I just think all of that goes back up for him and them this year.
Okay.
Or they fall apart. But no, I'll take them minus 2.5.
I think this line is whispering Chargers, not screaming Chargers, just whispering it. So right now we disagree on both. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Giants at Washington. Washington minus 6.5. I said already I like the Giants in that game. I think the Giants are pretty talented, actually.
Their pass rush should be ridiculously tough to deal with. They've got three guys that are... I don't think there's a team that has three guys that are better than the three guys totally. Other teams have got better guys individually, but Burns, Thibodeau, and now Abdul Carter thrown in there. I get Abdul Carter's a speck. Like, you know, we don't know because he hasn't done it in the NFL yet, but, man, I just think there's a lot of juice there. And that's not everything, but man, that's a lot. Like, if you go in to play a team that, you know, see what kind of nothing burger they are on offense, how soon does Jackson Dart play, whatever. So they might be in tough offensively figuring that out, but man, if you can't handle their pass rush, it's going to be tough to do business. I think I like Washington there because Daniels, I think, can offset that. Because he can get out of there so effectively. They're probably going to have to think about, kind of like we talk or I talk when the Bills are playing the Ravens. Like, you got to discipline, keep them in there, slow down, right? And that can give a guy time to do some business from the pocket. So I think I would lean Washington, but man, that Giant pass rush should be really scary.
I just need a little bit more before I'm going to go be ready to anoint Washington. You know, like... You want to give 6.5 against the Giants in the first week? I don't think I do. I felt more strongly about that before, but right now I still don't think I would do it.
All right.
Carolina at Jacksonville. Jacksonville minus 2.5. Pass. I mean,
it's not a game I want to bet.
No, right? who knows?
I'm sitting down week one, Friday morning, looking at my iPad, looking at my FanDuel app, trying to decide which games I'm going to pick for us baby. In the 6 o'clock hour. I know. Can you hear the open already? I
mean, fall it's very exciting.
Yeah. So I think that's a game where this guy, like, no. Shit, no. If I had to pick it, I guess give me the points.
Yeah, me too. That's what I would say. I like Jacksonville this year.
Me too, but
I kind of like Carolina a little bit also. Yeah. Pittsburgh at the Jets. Rodgers versus Fields. Each team's The other team's starter last year in week one are now, here's, they're playing for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. You already knew it. Pittsburgh at the Jets. Pittsburgh minus -3 on the road. No way. Jets, huge. J-E-T-S. This is my five-star lock of the week so far. Through five games, this is my favorite pick. Jets at home, outright over Pittsburgh.
Well, you know the Jets are going to really want it.
Aaron Glenn versus Rodgers and Aaron Glenn versus Rodgers.
Right.
That's good.
That is a yes.
Oh, I'm betting this right now.
Battle of the Aarons.
Glenn, who flew Rodgers in and then said goodbye.
Go home.
Why did they make me fly here for this? You know?
Yeah.
That's going to be good. It is a Jet game, but I still think it's going to be good.
I think Breece Hall is very likely to be almost painful to watch. I will go Jets as well.
Jets plus +3. Money line plus +130. Raiders at New England.
New England, I don't even care what the line is.
New England minus -40.
I want that back.
Minus -2.5. Patriots at home against the Raiders.
I'll take the Patriots.
Both fun long shots, I would say right now. Raiders and Patriots. I don't know. That's for as popular as New England is right now, as that team, only 2.5. The Raiders have their backers as well. You
know, Chip Kelly, Geno Smith.
Pete Carroll.
Ashton Genty.
Pete Carroll revenge game.
Oh, wow. Yeah, way back.
At New England.
Yeah.
Will he give the choke sign?
Regular D revenge game.
Right. Will he give the choke sign? Arizona at, if you know, you know. Arizona at New Orleans, 4.5. Arizona is a road favorite, 4.5. How bad will it be for the Saints?
I already cannot muster the strength to even consider how bad this game is going to look on TV. Every game that's played in this Superdome looks like it. Like, get some lights, please. Like, why? What's going on in there?
Last year, the Super Bowl was played there.
Arizona. Oh, I hate this game. What was it? Arizona, New Orleans. What's the line?
4.5. Arizona favored on the road. Yes, give me Arizona, 30-10. They're making the Arizona Cardinals a 4.5-point road favorite in Week One. Against somebody, I'll bite. I'll be the sucker.
Who actually plays for the Saints anymore?
Plays for the Saints? So it'll either be Tyler Shugg or Spencer Rattler at quarterback. You still have Kamara.
Yeah.
Olave, Rashid Shaheed, people like him.
Sure. You know,
he's better in best ball, Bulldog. Better in best ball.
Everybody knows that.
Jawan Johnson. I think Taysom Hill is gone. I'm not sure. I always hear people referencing how he's not there anymore, but I've never bothered to check. Like, I'm not drafting him.
Where did he go? Somewhere else? Or is
I don't
he
think so.
Done playing.
He had a bad injury, I think. Oh. Maybe late in the year. I think he's a non-factor.
Okay.
So, Kendre Miller, Bulldog, like 15th, 16th round. Look for me in the big gorilla draft tonight. It'll be live streamed, and maybe I'll end up drafting one of these players. I like drafting Olave. No target competition, really, to speak of.
I cannot get two Saints in the points there.
Arizona.
Cannot do it.
All right. Cincinnati at Cleveland. The Bengals, a road favorite as well, 5.5. Week one.
Bengals all day long.
Give me Cleveland. Flacco against a notoriously slow-starting Bengals team with a terrible defense. I'll take Cleveland in the over.
Hang on. Let me get a pen.
45.5. Cleveland in the over for me. Miami at Indianapolis. The Colts are a 1.5-point favorite at home. Another 1 o'clock game. These are all 1 o'clock games so far.
Miami can't even get what?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ow.
Probably Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You got to go Dolphins there then.
Yeah, I'll take Miami.
Me too. Tampa at Atlanta. Tampa minus 1.5 on the road. Several road favorites in the first week, not including Miami.
I will take Atlanta.
Okay.
I will too. I like them. I think I like them to win that division.
All right. That's bettable. Tennessee to the 4 o'clockers. Tennessee at Denver. Denver, the biggest favorite so far of the week, minus 7.
Where's this game again?
At Denver. Give me Denver.
Yeah.
Against Cam Ward and the Titans. Give me Denver. I'll give the 7. RJ Harvey.
I guess I would too. I feel like if it was at, it wouldn't be 7 if it were in Tennessee. Maybe it'd be 5 or 4 or whatever. I might feel like I'll take those points. Rookie quarterback, you know, whoa, triumphant debut, whatever. On the road, no.
Nope. San Francisco at Seattle. San Francisco minus 1.5. Week 1.
I will take San Francisco.
Me too. Love it.
I think Sam Darnold is going to get his face caved in this year.
Man, doesn't that line change as we get closer? Niners?
It has to.
Just in the same way McCaffrey is getting drafted earlier because he's not hurt yet. Like everything sort sounds sort of positive. If that continues, the Niners are going to become like a trendy pick.
Yeah, bounce back.
Bounce back.
Yep.
Minus 1.5 at Seattle. 425, or according to FanDuel, 426. Detroit at Green Bay. They're all sixes.
The hell is that?
406, 426. Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 1.5 at home. Packers favored against the Lions week 1.
Yeah, give me the Lions and the points.
I'll take Green Bay. Houston at the Rams. Rams minus 2.5.
I think I like Houston there.
I think I don't.
You would.
Rams. Ravens at Bills.
Wouldn't, really.
Anyway. 1.5. Another 1.5. Bills favorite at home.
I'm on the Bills.
Got to do it. And then another 1.5. Minnesota at Chicago Monday night. Bears favored. Vikes.
I'll take the Vikings in points there.
Me too. Yeah. McCarthy in his debut. Tomorrow, let's do week 2.
Sounds good.
I don't see any other Bills
better
games
write, better
on
write
the
games down in your notebook. We're going to be at Harbor Center tomorrow for...
Oh, yeah. I might not get reception.
No, it'll be fine. I think. I don't know. I feel like it can be frustrating in there at times, but anyway.
Yeah, it should be good, though.
Yeah, no. Hardly a complaint. I mean, it's logistics. I love being down there for this, and I don't know. Like we're there. 3 to 7. The WGR team takes the ice at 6 p.m. And I haven't seen the kid with the gear on since November of 21.
This will be his first play.
Well,
he's coaching.
He's coaching, and he's played a couple of times. In fact, this past Sunday he had a warm up skate for the 11 day, and he did that a month or so ago. So he's had the gear. I haven't seen it. And we're going to be there. I do not think I'd be making the trip down there just to see him play in the 11-day power play.
No.
But I am looking forward to seeing him.
Me too.
In the gear.
So me too.
It's been a while.
I might be in the mood for a beverage by the time we sign off tomorrow. But it's not the kind of one I'm thinking of now. Because now I am sweating. It's just so hot. It's hot in here every day. And the subject of a pina colada came up earlier today, the song. I'm like, you know, that might taste pretty good right now.
That was yesterday, think. The pina colada thing came up yesterday, didn't it?
No, it was a long time ago, but it was today.
Really?
Getting caught in the rain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, wow.
So, that sounds pretty good for today.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow's brain. More going to be like a hot toddy.
I'm sorry, brain.
In the Harbor Center. Or what else? Mulled cider.
Yeah.
Right? Like a cold weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Cold weather drinks.
Yeah.
Hot chocolate with something in it.
We're going to be down there. Wow, that's right. We're down there. The Strictly Hip are playing at like the Marina. Myers is like promoting a thing that it's called Sully's. It's where the, like down near the Marina. Whatever the restaurant is called now, I think it's Sully's.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. It used to be the Hatch, you know, the building I'm talking about, in right inside the gates of the Marina on the left when you were driving in. They have shows there on Thursday nights, and Strictly Hip are playing there tomorrow. So that might be worth a stop on the way out of there tomorrow for me. There's a cold beverage waiting to happen.
Yeah. You back up the mold, the mead, the warm mead that you're drinking at Harbor Center.
From Harbor Center,
the
right.
Mead.
With a nice cold, crisp lager. Yeah,
jump over there. Yep. And that's right. Yeah, I'm right. Like some sort of an icy drink.
That'll work. Yeah.
A frozen daiquiri.
That's not.
We should have a drink draft.
That's not happening for me. I'm not doing that.
There's a lot of good ones.
Sure.
You know, restaurants often have, restaurants I have been to, it seems, recently, frequently, they've got their own cocktail list, right? I mean, they'll make you a martini, but they've got their own over here with the elderflower stuff going on.
Dude, other things. This place, there's a place we all went the second night we were all in Spain, which is just about a year ago now. I don't know if I've ever even told you about it. Like the drink book was like
drink book.
It was like an ancient relic. It was incredible cocktails that this place. And I don't know. I had something that was delicious. I don't remember what it was.
You ask for the drink menu. They tell you there is one. You ask for the drink menu, and somebody comes over with it could be the King James Bible from Yale University.
Right.
Just the biggest 1,000 pages. They have to set it down very carefully and open it. Just don't touch it.
Right?
That's a drink book.
Yeah.
Right there. Sam Monson today. Interesting to talk to Sam, as always, talking about different topics, the AFC East. And he told a Brandon Bean story you might like. Stay tuned. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.